It's been tempting as we go into the 23rd Psalm to memorize this Psalm together if you have not yet learned it. And so we're taking it portion by portion every week. Thus far we have learned, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. This morning, very short part, he restoreth my soul. Now will you say it together with me? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters, he restoreth my soul. Now we're going to understand what God meant when he said, he restoreth my soul. When I was a young boy, my father had a red Irish setter bird dog. And it was the source of my father's joy because the dog was very smart in the sense that he could set the birds in the grass, and then if the birds were shot, he could retrieve them. My father, like a good shepherd, cared for that dog. He gave him still waters to drink and, of course, green pastures to lie in. But when it thundered and lightning, that dog, for some reason, was frightened. And he would do his best to climb over the tall fence in our backyard, or, if that wouldn't work, he would try to dig under it. And it just seemed that there was no way that my father could build a fence that could keep that dog inside when it thundered and lightened. And so when it came that time of the day, when, of course, we did have thundering and lightning, my father just realized, well, the dog will get out. And sure enough, most of the time the dog did get out, and then we would have to spend the remainder of the time out in the rain trying to find the lost dog. Eventually he would be found, and we'd bring him back home and put him back in the backyard. Now that dog was a great retriever, but he could not retrieve himself back to our house when it thundered and lightning and he became lost. Once he strayed, then we could not expect him to ever find the house again. Because there were many times we just said, well, we'll wait and he'll come back home. But that dog never did. We had to go get him. It seemed that he lost his sense of direction when he panicked in the storm. And it always upset me as a boy, of course, when my father's dog ran off. And I was sort of saying in my mind, where, oh, where has my little dog gone? Now, as we come to this portion of the 23rd Psalm we're dealing with today, that story illustrates the words, I shall not want for restoration. For that's exactly what the words mean, he restoreth my soul. I shall not want for restoration. Our carelessness as God's sheep often results in God the shepherd saying, where, oh, where has my little sheep gone? And even though God places us in the greenest of pastures and leads us beside some of the stillest waters, we are still prone to wander away from him. And there would be very few sheep left today in the fold of the Lord if he did not restore his sheep that strayed. And praise the Lord, he does rescue and rescue and rescue again. Jesus pictures this kind of rescue in a parable he told in the book of Luke, in the 15th chapter. He said, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he hath found it, he layeth on his shoulders, rejoicing. Now when a sheep strays away from the presence of the Lord, then the Lord becomes very concerned. To him, this is no small matter. And God does never want us to relax our hold on him. He does not want his sheep getting away from his control and away from his influence and away from his presence. And Jesus in this parable illustrates how much care he has for even one sheep that goes astray. He does not even want to lose one of those that he calls his own. And he will not be at rest. He will not allow the Holy Spirit to be at rest until in some way he can restore that sheep back to his flock. And it's his love for us that sends him forth in search of us night and day, week after week, until he can accomplish that thing of bringing back his sheep whereby he can rejoice. You notice in the parable that Jesus drops everything he is doing and goes in search of that wayward sheep. He felt there was no time to waste. Now, only a shepherd would understand the need of haste when it comes to this matter of a sheep leaving the fold and going astray. For there were two dangers that would always face the wandering or straying sheep. First of all, is one that all of us would know would be true, and that is there would be the danger from wild animals finding the lone sheep, and of course the animals would attack and kill the sheep. And the other problem that the shepherd realized is one that most of us don't know anything about, and he was afraid that the sheep, once he got out of his presence, would become what is known as a cast sheep. Most of you remember the words of the psalmist in the 42nd and 43rd chapters of Psalm where he says, a question, why art thou cast down, there's that word cast, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And we know that it's very easy for one who gets away from the Lord to end up in a cast down position. And notice he says, he restoreth my soul in Psalms 23. It is the soul that gets cast down. It's the soul that needs to be restored by the shepherd. Now let's get in our mind the picture of a cast down or cast sheep. What it is a sheep who has, for some reason, stumbled or fallen and rolled over on its back. Now a sheep, unlike a cat or a dog or most other animals, cannot get up on its four feet once it has turned over. And so a cast or cast down sheep is really a helpless or frightening or sad picture, because if a sheep gets in that state, the sheep cannot survive. And so the shepherd, realizing that he has little time to waste if that sheep has turned over on its back, strikes out in haste because he must get to that sheep within a matter of hours. For if it's the hot time of the year during the summertime, a sheep that is cast can only live about 2 or 3 hours, because on its back there are gases within the stomach of that sheep that build up and cause such pressure that they will cut off the blood circulation from the heart and to the heart, and the sheep will die. Now, if it's in the wintertime, of course, a sheep may last several days before it dies. But it's very important for the shepherd to reach a cast sheep as soon as possible and restore that sheep to its 4 feet, because if he does not do that, then of course the sheep will perish. Now, not all cast sheep are stray sheep. Oftentimes, even by the shepherd's side, a sheep would step in a deep hole that was covered by high grass and become cast. And of course, the shepherd just simply reached down and put the sheep back up on his 4 feet. Or a sheep may look for a nice thick carpet of grass to lay on, and when the sheep does this, unbeknownst to it, there's a hole beneath that grass, and again, the sheep might become cast. Or a sheep walking along could stumble in a hole or slip on a rock and become cast. And so therefore, not all cast sheep would be called stray sheep. Now, I think that would be true today of some Christian people. We could compare a cast sheep by accident as those who were cast down due to a state of affliction or deep sorrow or grave disappointments or tremendous fears or numerous troubles. All of these things could cause a sheep to become cast down. But the real danger I feel that we have here in the 23rd Psalm does not concern an accidental stumble of a sheep, but concerns sheep who have deliberately gone astray. In a sense, such sheep as that, as this, would be a doubly cast down sheep. One that was cast down due to grieving could, because of his grief, that is, due to sorrow, disappointment, or fear, and so forth, that sheep himself could go astray from the Lord in that depressed condition. And then you have a doubly cast down sheep, one that was cast down first due to depression or grieving, and then becomes downcast because of a straying away from the Lord. But again, let me say, I believe in the 23rd Psalm, the psalmist has in mind sheep that have strayed away from the Lord and exposed themselves to this grave danger of becoming cast, and the Lord having to come out in search of his sheep and finding them cast down, puts them back up on their forefeet and leads them back to the fold. How little we realize as Christians how cast down we can become as a result of backsliding. We may blame our problems on the weather, or we may blame our problems on our mental anxiety, not realizing the problem really is that we're cast down sheep. And I believe we need to realize that what gets cast down more than anything else in the Christian is his conscience. Lately, I've been studying this matter of the conscience, and I'm convinced that Christians just don't know enough about the conscience. But now, the conscience is what I believe becomes cast when we stray from the Lord, because I'm beginning to sense that a man's conscience is the most sensitive part of his new born-again spirit. It's the most sensitive part of his nature. I believe it's the conscience that feels the greatest loyalty to God, because it's the conscience that is the echo of God's voice to us. God speaks to us through his spirit, but our spirit speaks to our conscience. I believe it's the conscience that feels the greatest obligation to God. Well, you see, it's the job of the conscience to restrain us from evil and to restrain us even from straying. And when we stray, then our conscience becomes very upset because it has failed to carry out its obligation from God. It feels an alarm because it realizes now it's out of control and it's you're away from the Lord's control, and therefore there is this great alarm that something serious will happen to you, and the conscience begins to grieve. And the conscience, in a sense, becomes sickened within, and this conscience relays to our soul that it is in a cast-down state. And so therefore, when we talk about the soul being cast down, I really believe it's the conscience that has become alarmed and saddened and depressed. Now, sheep that stray away from the Lord need to realize that this is a very serious business, and we are not to take lightly our obligation to stay within the safety of the sheepfold. Now, the one who restores us, which is, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, he who restores us does not, I believe, enjoy the job of restoration. He would rather have the 100 sheep following him continually than have the one sheep go astray. And so Christ does not want us to continue to stray away and continue to become cast down in our soul and our spirit. And he will have to do whatever is necessary to stop us from straying. One day a city dweller was visiting a friend of his who had a sheep ranch. And he was looking over the man's sheep and happened to notice that there was one that stayed very close to the shepherd's side wherever he went. So the visitor asked, "How come that sheep there stays so close to you?" And he also noticed that the sheep had a splint on his leg because his leg had been broken. And he said, how did the sheep get hurt? And the man who owned the sheep said, I purposely broke the leg of that sheep. And the visitor said, how come? And he said, this sheep had the habit of straying away from the fold. And so I broke its leg. And now that sheep stays real close to me, even closer than any of the other sheep. The reason is, it has to have me to help it over the rough spots it cannot walk over. Now, if we persist as God's sheep in straying, then the Lord may have to resort to such measures even as that shepherd did to his sheep. For we're told in Hebrews 12, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord. The Lord only chastens stray sheep. Nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. The Lord only rebukes stray sheep. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastens it. He has to chasten us who stray to keep us from straying. Otherwise, we'll just make this a repetitious thing. Psalms 119:67, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Now, getting a cast down soul restored is the first business of the Lord. We notice this when he left the 99 and went out in search of the one. We McKay, as sheep, sometimes say, well, the main business I'm concerned about is more green pastures and more still waters. But Jesus says, that's not my number one concern as a shepherd. My number one concern is getting the stray recovered and brought back to the fold. Meaning the revival becomes the top item of God's agenda in your life if you happen to be a stray, cast down sheep. I want to say that again. Revival is the top concern of your shepherd. And there's no need for us to come to Christ in prayer while we are a stray sheep and cast down and trying to get him interested in giving us more and better green pastures and giving us more and better still waters. He's not interested in the sheep's number one, number two, number three, number four, and so forth concern. His main concern with a stray sheep is revival. And the Lord will never bless and give green pastures and still waters to a stray sheep. You see, the stray sheep has gone away from the green pastures and going away from the shepherd. He has gone away from the still waters and going away from the shepherd. The good things the good shepherd offer are offered to those who stay with the good shepherd. When a man strays, he has gone away from the good things as well as the good shepherd. And the good shepherd will not ship the good things to the stray sheep. He will instead ship the stray sheep back to the good things and the good shepherd. And until we have our soul restored, then our privileges and our blessings and our fellowship have been lost. A cast down sheep cast away everything good there is about following the good shepherd. So recovery is an important aspect of the work of a shepherd. I might add, though, it is a very difficult task. It's the hardest thing that Jesus has to do. It's much harder than giving green pastures. It's much more difficult to restore stray sheep than to lead good sheep to still waters. Now the sheep, as we said in our picture, cannot restore himself. He cannot get back upon his feet. He cannot revive himself. He cannot find the Lord again. Jesus left the 99 and went out and looked for the stray. This is always the key. This is always the case. When a sheep is airborne, only the Lord can put them back on their feet. Only the Lord, according to Psalm 23, can restore our soul. Now, a cut finger
will restore itself. But a cast down soul, a wounded conscience, cannot restore itself. There's no way we can restore the joy of our salvation and restore ourselves back into the presence of the Lord without the assistance and the searching of the Lord Jesus Christ, our shepherd. Now, why should we be concerned? Today, as we look around ourselves about this matter of sheep having their soul restored. Because if you're like me, everywhere you look, you see sheep with airborne feet. And so why should we be concerned? Because there are so many sheep that the shepherd is trying to find whereby to bring them back to his fold. Why does Jesus want to restore wayward souls? Well, there are three simple answers. Number one, because the sheep's peace, the sheep's joy, the sheep's still waters, and the sheep's green pastures depend on it. Why restore a soul? Because all of the benefits of the future leading of the shepherd depend on it. A cast sheep life has come to a halt. There is nothing of a future point. And thirdly, when a sheep becomes cast down, he has no defense and no resistance to greater sins and greater dangers that can come upon him. A cast sheep is a very easy prey for a roaring lion like Satan. And so the sheep who are cast down become frustrated. They don't know how to get back up. There they are on their back, kicking their forefeet. And finally, a sheep just decides to give up. What's the use? And so a cast down sheep will not cry out for help. The shepherd will not be able to find the cast down sheep by listening for its helpless pleas. The sheep will be silent, and the shepherd must just hunt the sheep and stumble across him, because when a sheep becomes cast down, that sheep decides his case is hopeless. There's no need to cry out. There's no hope. There's no help within sight. I have strayed. I am cast, and I give up. And it rolls over on its back, and that's the end of it. Now, Christ, in a real sense, finds his sheep in that position. He has to come looking for them. They don't ask him to come. He finds them in a cast-down state, and they have pretty well just given up on the idea of living for God again. I want to ask you something in the closing moments of the program. Are you a cast-down sheep? Let me just run through some questions with you very quickly to let you know if you're a cast-down sheep. Are you in a backslidden state? Are you a wandering from the Lord? Here are the questions. Very likely you're a cast-down sheep if you no longer find rich moments as you stand beneath the cross. If you no longer gain any joy from the things of the Lord. If you no longer crave the holy walk. If you no longer desire to know the mind of Christ, if you no longer radiate a real peace within your life, if you're no longer affected by your prayers and Bible study, if you're no longer restless over the matter of temptation, if you no longer crave the smile of Christ upon your path, if you no longer fear the dangers of God's warnings, if you no longer ask about the state of your soul, if you're no longer thrilled by the new knowledge that comes from the Lord, if you're no longer saddened by any lack of love that you sense for the Lord, if you're no longer upset by any loss of zeal in the Lord's business, if you no longer get pleasure out of serving the Lord, if you no longer view sin as something distasteful, if you're no longer concerned about pleasing the Lord with your life, are you a cast-down sheep this morning? Now, don't give up. You see, we have a good shepherd that promises to restore souls. And so Christ comes, and he's the kind of shepherd that can and does restore. All we have to do, when he comes, is say, Jesus, I'm sorry that I strayed. Forgive me. And place me back on my feet. And I want to be restored to your fold. I'm sorry for what I've done. I repent. Please forgive. And Christ will take you back in loving arms and forgive you and restore you to his fold.